RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Mike Pope, other side of the glass here to talk about the Ravens and their chances of winning a division. And what has been one of their worst regular seasons in quite some time, maybe 10 years, as a matter of fact, but still with a chance to get to the playoffs. Let's go from the Be More Sports Podcast, Window Nation Guest Hotline. Jerry Coleman. Jerry, what's up? Jerry Coleman. No, Jerry Coleman.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, why would I hit mute? Why would I hit the mute button when I'm going on the radio?
Good morning. I don't know, man. You got Mike over here all scrambling. You got me going, what the hell is going on here? But here you are, Jerry Coleman, trained radio professional. Before we get to the drama surrounding, Lamar Jackson and what Mike Preston wrote, and he was on this morning with the Big Bad Morning Show. You do the Be More Sports podcast with him every week talking Ravens football. The fact that we're sitting here, Jerry Coleman, on December 29th, closing days of 2025, and the Ravens have another game coming up this Sunday night with a chance to get to the playoffs, your stun level is what based on these new scenarios that have come up?
Probably about an 8.5. I did not see the Steelers losing to the Browns, frankly, as good as the Browns' defense is. I thought they would find a way as hot as they have been. I didn't even think the Ravens were going to win in Green Bay, to be honest. I don't think a lot of people did, knowing that Lamar was not going to play. Somehow he made it out there with the back contusion or back bruise and was able to sit on an airplane and stand on the sidelines but not play. But it was great for the Ravens to be able to put themselves in this position. And I think everyone looked at the beginning of the season and almost instantly after a few weeks eliminated the Ohio teams and knew it was going to come down to either the Ravens or the Steelers. And here we are.
Now, John Harbaugh takes a lot of heat from the fan base. I mean, you talk to him on a regular basis, and I'm sure he'll understand the significance of this week with a chance to win the division yet again. But in Pittsburgh, it's almost the same thing, if not even more so. The way Steelers fans think of Mike Tomlin, from afar, he gets respected here in Baltimore, and maybe they respect John Harbaugh in Pittsburgh, but Steelers fans have to be losing their minds today, Jerry Coleman, with a chance to win the division. Now they lose on the road, lay an egg in doing so, and now they have to host the Ravens with a possibility that Lamar's coming back to play with the division on the line. I'm guessing Steelers fans got them butt cheeks clenched up pretty good right now, and rightfully so.
Most certainly, but I could tell you 1 week from today, either this Ravens fan base or their fan base is going to be calling for the loser of that team's head coach to be fired. And that doesn't mean the other coach that prevails is going to keep their job going forward. In other words, if the Ravens were to win in Pittsburgh, but then host a playoff game and get blown out, all bets are off, in my opinion, with Coach Harbaugh. But I don't think that's going to occur. But if that were to occur, they would be something like 3-7 at home. But I do think that someone may possibly lose their job amicably with their respective organization if they were to lose this game. And I think there's a lot more pressure on Mike Tomlin than John Harbaugh.
I want to ask you here about Tyler Huntley. I mean, in our opinion, we thought that he was pretty much the perfect game manager on Saturday night for what the Ravens needed. But this is almost exactly the same scenario that he was in back in 2022. had to take over for an injured Lamar the last couple weeks of the regular season, and then ended up starting that wild card game against Cincinnati. And unfortunately, we know what happened there at the goal line. But where have you seen Huntley grow over these past couple of years? Because to me, it's not even the same backup quarterback he was then. I mean, he's light years better.
Well, no, and obviously it comes from the progressive commercial where he taught the kids about the birds and the bees,
yeah.
And he's matured from there. I mean, that's the starting point. But to be serious, I mean, he's been in the league a while. He's fixed a lot of different situations. I think he can be a little bit more than a game manager, but I don't want to be that much more. Just hand the ball off, especially against that Steelers defense. But if you're asking me, if it comes down to between Lamar and Tyler Huntley, if Lamar can play, he needs to be out there. I don't think anyone can argue that. I know people are trying to argue that based on what they saw from Huntley the other night and the previous game. But still, Lamar's the MVP. I think 3 years running, he's the better player. But if he's not going to be 100% or he's not willing to get out there and practice this week, you got to have Tyler Huntley out there who's taking the reps.
Other question mark right now is probably this Ravens secondary. Defense as a whole, if you want to go there. And all right, Saturday night, they were good enough. They got results. Couple turnovers played a major role in that. But secondary, very shaky. Marlon Humphrey, besides that interception, maybe one of the worst games we've seen from him in quite a while. Nate Wiggins, really rough on the outside. Is this at a point where, all right, let's say the Ravens, all right, they make the playoffs, like you said, in that wild card round, that their downfall, even if it is this Sunday, playoffs or this Sunday, their downfall would be more related to the secondary and the defense than it would be about, I don't know, staying committed to the run or anything offensive right now?
Yeah, I think you have to be very concerned about the secondary. Again, Malik Willis, the way he was able to throw downfield right from the get-go, and we've seen other quarterbacks who are much better than Malik Willis do that, and those are the type of quarterbacks Ravens will face in the second season if they make it. First, they have to worry about Aaron Rodgers, who turned back the clock on him in Baltimore a few years ago and even ran into the end zone. So that can't happen again. And they have had their problems, again, against the upper echelon quarterbacks. I wouldn't count Malik Willis in that category, but he still threw for almost 300 yards.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jerry Coleman, Be More Sports Podcast. We'll talk about that here in a second. So we're talking a week from today. Jerry Coleman, are we getting ready for a home playoff game with the Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium? Opponent to be determined. Are we talking about maybe a massive overhaul, perhaps, out of one winning drive?
I think the Ravens prevail, Bob. Usually these teams, the tradition has been they split the regular season. Ravens 0-1, they're healthier, not going to have DK Metcalf on the other side or Washington. Who knows if TJ Watt's going to make it back, but he's trying to fight like hell to get back from a punctured lung. Hopefully the Ravens can get, you know, they have this world-class rehab facility. Lamar should be in there every day, should have spent the weekend in there once he got home, and hopefully he's able to play on Sunday because they're going to need him Sunday night.
All right, Jerry, Be More Sports Podcast. Tell everybody about it.
Well, we're obviously focusing on Mike Preston's column. That did shake up things a little bit. And I'm going to say everything he wrote, the Ravens aren't disputing it, except the A-plus relationship that he and Coach Harbaugh have. But you can watch what and listen to what Mike Preston had to say before he wrote his column. Be More Sports Pod. It's one word. See it or watch it. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Again, Be More Sports Pod. And, look forward to catching up with you guys again soon.
Hey, happy new year, Jerry. Enjoy John Harbaugh today out at the castle.
Oh, I got a few gems for him, and you guys have a happy new year.
There you go. Jerry Coleman, ready to bring the smoke, as he always does. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Take more of them top of the hour as we get to news from the Nest. We'll count that early week pre-New Year's money, hopefully at 12:15. Buy or sell. And then notes from the North. Steelers, we'll get into their highlights, lowlights if you're a Steelers fan, against the Browns. And, hey, Cincinnati, why not? You got nothing else to lose. Why not just pound teams you're supposed to pound?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.